Good morning. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez won parliamentary backing to extend the lockdown for another 2 weeks last night, despite opposition from his right-wing opponents and protests against his minority coalition government. It was the fifth time the state of emergency has been renewed, meaning the restrictions will remain in force until June the 6th, in a measure passed by 177 votes in favour, 162 against and 11 abstentions. The measure has allowed the government to impose a strict lockdown, significantly limiting the freedom of movement, to fight the epidemic, which has now claimed 27,888 lives. But the government's management of the crisis has drawn a barrage of criticism from right-wing parties who have denounced its brutal confinement, while several hundred protesters have hit the streets demanding freedom and Sanchez's resignation. Despite the anti-government protests, a survey published on Tuesday by the state-run Centre for Sociological Studies suggested 95% of Spaniards supported the lockdown and 60% believe it should be extended. The number of daily coronavirus-related fatalities rose slightly for the second day running yesterday at 95, compared to 83 on Tuesday, the fourth day that the daily death tally has come in at under 100. Catalonia accounted for the highest number of the daily fatalities with 40. Speaking at the government's daily coronavirus press conference, Fernando Simón, the director of health alerts, said many more tests are now being carried out and that the falls in the new infections are happening at a faster rate than the majority of other countries that are in the de-escalation phase. The Spanish government has announced it will automatically extend residence, work and study permits if they were set to expire during the state of alarm or up to 3 months before it started. The measure, published yesterday, aims to address the legal uncertainty facing many migrants who have not been able to renew their papers. And face masks are now compulsory in all public spaces where social distancing can't be respected. According to a ministerial order published yesterday, face masks must be worn in the street, in open-air spaces and in any closed spaces open to the public where it's not possible to maintain a distance of 2 metres between people. The new rules apply to everyone over the age of 6. The order recommends the use of hygienic or surgical masks. The most common type are sold at 96 euro cents each in pharmacies. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.